Hey, this is your girl Imani. You are tuned in to Model with the Marks. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode. I miss you guys. I've been extremely busy. A lot of life changes has been happening, and I've been working nonstop with not one but two whole jobs. And so I'm extremely tired. But you guys, I just want to talk about this bad baby and this hairstyle that she has that is honestly causing an uproar, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, and this is why. Okay, you guys, so I feel like in this world, it doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. People's always going to talk about you, and I just learned that if you're not being talked about, then you're doing something wrong or just whatever. I feel like it's up to you to live your life the way you want to live your life and not follow by society rules, which is what I talked about in my last podcast. And if you have not heard that, you need to go listen to that episode. But basically, Bad Baby uploaded a photo on Instagram or a video or whatever she did of a hairstyle with braids, with box braids. Now, society says that only black people can have certain hairstyles because it looks better on African American people and it doesn't look right on white people. Now, that's what society says. And it's crazy how this happened because a coworker has said something about how a Caucasian girl shouldn't be wearing her hair in cornrows because it doesn't look right on her, or it didn't look right because she had blonde hair. But it's like, who are you to say that? I feel like whatever they feel comfortable with doing is something they should do, or whatever they feel comfortable wearing, let them wear it. It's not up to society to say that it's wrong or it's not, you know, it's wrong or it's right. It's up to you. So when Bad Baby uploaded that photo, some people felt a certain type of way only because the fact of the matter is she, quote unquote, is trying to act like she's black when she's not black. So I feel like a lot of people felt some type of way about that. And they also felt that, quote unquote, that was another way for her to try to fit in with black people or try to act like she's black. And I don't feel like hairstyles should make or break a person, if that makes sense. Like, whatever you're comfortable wearing, just wear it. And so I feel like, yes, there have been many times in the industry, whether it's fashion industry, where, like, for instance, growing up, I've only seen black people with dreads. And so it's kind of different to see a white Caucasian person with dreads because I ain't never seen that. And so I feel like people in this world are used to seeing a standard of one thing and then they run with it, and they're not comfortable with changes that are happening. They're not comfortable with nothing. They just want to stay in that same lane. They don't want anything to change. And there's nothing wrong with change, but then I feel like, you know, it's a pros and cons to this. So yeah, I don't know exactly how people can be so upset with their hairstyle and then like run with it and then make accusations and say things about a person that they only know over the internet. And yeah, so like I said, it's pros and cons to this, and it's crazy. So okay, you guys, so I'm back. And so Bad Baby decided to write a long rant on her Instagram story. And basically, let me just sum it up for you guys and my thoughts and my feelings about the things that she done said that were not true. And yeah, so basically, she said to all black females. That's where she messed up at. Because let me tell you something, black African-American females is not the only race that wears weaves, wigs, you name it. The only difference is that we call it different things. Like the Caucasian women, they call it extensions, but whatever it is, it's not their hair. They still put it in their hair like we put it in our hair. We just call ours wigs and they call theirs extensions. So to even say anything as of such to all black females is like beyond me. It ain't even near me. It's beneath me. Like, really? I don't agree with that. And she said, y'all hair ain't meant to be straight, but y'all glue whole wigs. And then, along with that, she also named a few more different hair types, like Peruvian, Brazilian, you name it. But that's beyond the point. Like, don't just blame one type of race for all the backlash you're getting. I'm sure there are Caucasian people, and there are probably Indian people, there are probably Hispanics that are saying the same things. But why would you just want to call out one race and say all? Yeah, she should have said in a discussion, like, all the females out there. Don't say just one race and then try to blame it on us. Like, no, sis, that ain't what we about to do. But then she also turned around and she said that it would have been wrong if she started making fun of black girls, well, trashing black girls, and that to her would have been cultural appropriation. Well, she's right on that little last statement, but she's only calling out one race, which I don't agree with at all. And like I said, it's beyond me. It's beneath me. It ain't near me. Like, it's crazy. So I just felt like I don't understand why. She's known for something. She's known for saying what's on her mind. She's known for acting up on TV and stuff like that. Like, that's what the haters wanted from her, was that negative energy, that negative vibe to come off of her. And I feel like she has so much good things happening. Like, I actually like her music. I listen to like one or two of her songs. They're actually good. And I just felt like she should have left that whole problem alone and just let it be what it is. Because like I said in the beginning of this podcast, it doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. People's always going to talk about you. They're always going to have something to say, no matter how good you're doing. And it's like, even when she did that whole rant, she turned around and put a post on Instagram basically saying that she doesn't care about what anybody else says because she's doing this good and da 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 da. I guess she went back to her hometown of Florida and was doing like a toy drive or something with the foundation. But nobody cares about that at that point, because that negativity that you let get to you outshone the good that you were doing. And so she's obviously going to be kept in that same light because she's allowing that negative energy to take over her by even acknowledging something like that. If I was her, I would just turn off the comments as soon as I seen that a lot of people were not liking the braids. They were saying negative things. I would have turned off the comments and just let it be, because you don't have to like talk to the whole world. That's not their business. Whatever you want to do, you do you, boo. But don't sit there and call out one race of people when there are multiple races that wear wigs, drawstring ponytails, get their hair permed, do whatever they want to do with their hair. Don't just call out one race and then like turn around and be like, well, I don't really care, you guys, what you say. Obviously you care because you wrote that caption, so you know what we're saying. And then on top of that, she went back and posted a video on either her Snapchat or Instagram story. It doesn't matter. She did it on social media and was just like, just stop calling me a racist. Well, who told you to put one type of race in there? Black girls. If she was smart, she would have known that there is multiple races of females that wear extensions, weaves, whatever you want to name it, they wear. It's not just one race. So I felt like, okay, girl, bye. Like, I'm not tripping. I am telling the truth. You know what I'm talking about? Like, certain things you don't need to give energy and time to. Like, look what that uproar caused. Like, come on now. And so, for that matter, I feel like Bad Baby has a bad behavior, and I don't understand it. Like, I feel like all that was unnecessary. And basically, I'll see you guys next time.